Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide. I'm the author of 4 books on faith, rest, and wellness. And I am so happy that you're here, because in our day, busyness often depletes our tank. And so to be able to spend some time with you with an opportunity to replenish your emotional tank is just the greatest blessing. Here in our Breathe community, I just want to be able to provide for you some encouragement with God's word. You're going to breathe in God's word of affirmation. We want to hear those loving words from God that personally speak to you. And also want to share a practical soul care tip based on science in the way God designed your nervous system, and he has a way to activate our rest response. So as you step into this moment, just relax. Enjoy this little pause in your day, or maybe you're resting into your evening, and just rest and relax. Today's topic is interesting. It's about codependency. Have you come across that word before? And the reason why we're talking about it is that in my soul care school, we have 335 women signed up, women of faith. And as we're learning to breathe joy with Jesus this quarter, one common obstacle and difficulty to experiencing a joy-filled life is that sometimes we feel we don't have permission or ability to even have the mind space to think about what would give us joy. We're kind of scratching our heads because we may be overwhelmed with taking care of other people in our lives and also shouldering the negative emotions that other people may be expressing to us. And it's so common, because with those of us who have the gift of encouragement, it's kind of something we rely on. One aspect of our identity is just being able to bless others. But when our lives are stuck in a place where we feel that's all we're doing is being consumed by somebody else's negative experiences, I just want to let you know that God designed you to be more than just someone who absorbs somebody else's stress. So it's important that we have relationships, friendships that can renew and replenish us. You know, I love how scripture often describes that we're like a tree in Psalm 1, planted by streams of living water. And it says that whatever we do will prosper. The leaves never wither, and we bear fruit in due season. Well, friendships are a big part of that stream of water. Jesus as a living water blessing us through the loving care of a friend. And so today, I just want to ask you, how is your heart doing connecting with others, with somebody that can renew and replenish you? How are you doing in your relationships?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
About a year ago, I was given a gift. I had gone to speak about one of my books to a group of ladies, and part of their wonderful hospitality was gifting me with an orchid. Have you ever had an orchid plant before? Well, when it was given to me, it was in full bloom. It was very beautiful. But the petals eventually did drop. And what I was left with was a plant, an orchid plant that had no blossoms. And it actually looked like it was lifeless. And I watered it, but there were no new blossoms. I saw no growth. I saw no new budding. It was just like nothing. And I kept watering it for many months. And I was so tempted to just, I guess, send it to its final resting place. But I Googled, and it said that orchids take around 6 to 9 months to rebloom. And I was just curious, is that really true? Maybe my orchid plant's a dud, and maybe that's the end of its journey. But I said I was curious. Curiosity often draws me to try something new. So I said, let me go ahead. Let me put the watering of this orchid into my schedule. I'll get a reminder, and I'm going to water this orchid. And I noticed that there were no blossoms, but it didn't dry up and shrivel. So literally yesterday, just as I always did, I watered the blossoms. I watered the orchid, but it turned out there were blossoms, but I missed it. It was actually in a place where I put it in the corner, and many times I'll reach out my arm and I'll water the plant, but I kept looking at those two stems that were barren, and I kept waiting for the orchids to blossom. But it turned out that the blossoms were coming out from a different place in the plant. There was an offshoot where there was new growth, and that's out of the new growth was a blossom. And so, friends, you know, many of us, as I know in doing our Soul Care School, many of us carry a lot of stories where friendships didn't work out. And they just kind of fell to the wayside and were kind of traumatized from those experiences. It causes us into this sort of freeze response. As we do with stress, we kind of learn to survive without close friendships. And we figure, we've gotten along pretty well without any close friends, and I'll just continue to live a more solitary life. But here's the interesting thing. In all the different studies with wellness, being able to have friendships where we are connected to others, social wellness is a part of the way God created us, that wellness. And so even though we might think we are doing fine, getting things done, there's an interior experience, which is called loneliness. Our emotional tank is actually pretty quite low, and it causes us to easily respond to stress in a way where we feel drained. But studies show if we have close friendships, then we become more resilient to stress. It just doesn't overwhelm us as much. So today I just was curious, you know, just like that orchid plant, I kept checking only one place, which was looking at those dry stems that nothing was happening. I didn't look elsewhere in the orchid plant. And it was there that there was new blossoms and new growth. Friend, do you long for friendships? It may be time as we see spring appearing and new life and new blossoms, just as a gentle reminder that you're worthy of friendship. Could there be someone that can come alongside you to lighten the burden by just coming together and spending some time doing something that you enjoy together, getting together for a cup of tea, getting together to maybe learn something new together? What are some of the ways that you can be aware of the people that might be crossing your path? One of the things that has been an obstacle is when we're overwhelmed by the burdens of others' negative emotions. We don't feel free. We don't have the space. And so this whole word about codependency, as I first asked about it in our time together, I'm curious, do you often feel drained by the burdens of others? Here is some of the signs of codependency. When I first heard about this concept, I really dismissed it because I often felt that to love somebody the way God calls me to love somebody, it means I love them unconditionally. And that meant whatever negative things were happening, I would unconditionally care for them, give them my time, and take whatever negative words that might be speaking or draining to me. I felt that it was part of expressing the way God would want me to express love. So when somebody first introduced the concept to me, she didn't use the word codependency. She used the word enmeshment because I felt that I couldn't stop thinking about the problems that somebody close to me was experiencing. And I just felt like it was affecting the way I felt about my own life. And so my dear mentoring sister said to me, "Bonnie, have you heard of the word enmeshment?" So maybe that is a word that is more comfortable for you to think about, enmeshment. What is enmeshment or codependency? Well, I'm taking a definition from an article that I have here, and I'll put a link to it at the bottom of today's show notes. Codependent relationships are constructed around an inequity of power that promotes the needs of the taker. This leaves the giver to keep on giving, often at the sacrifice of themselves. This is in a very well-mined article, and it quotes symptoms of a codependent relationship. So as I kind of just list these down for you, notice if any of them seem to resonate with you. Doctors Mayfield and Exelbert share that there are several signs of codependency. First is having a sense of walking on eggshells to avoid conflict with the other person. Second, feeling the need to check in with the other person or ask permission to do daily tasks. Third, often being the one who apologizes, even if you've done nothing wrong. Fourth, feeling sorry for the other person, even when they hurt you. Fifth, regularly trying to change or rescue troubled, addicted, or under-functioning people whose problems go beyond one person's ability to fix. It goes on to list others. But one of the things that I felt really stood out in terms of our soul care is this last one. Struggling to find any time for yourself, especially if your free time consistently goes to the other person. I'm going to read that again. Struggling to find any time for yourself, especially if your free time consistently goes to the other person. Dear friend, this is a very vulnerable topic to talk about. Because the people that we love, we want to be faithful the way God calls us to be faithful. But here's the thing. I want to share a powerful scripture with you to free you. Because if they are taking so much time that you do not have time for yourself to experience joy, peace, comfort, and to live out your story that you were created and designed to do, that God created you to experience joy and peace, then this is a sign that this enmeshment may be an area that God wants to release you from. And this comes to us from Galatians 6:5. The myth is that it's your fault, that you have to fix other people's brokenness or other people's problem. But here's the truth. You are free. You are not responsible to fix other people. That's not what you were created to do. Here's a scripture from Galatians 6:5. For each one will bear his own load. For every person will have to bear with patience his own burden of faults and shortcomings for which he alone is responsible. That's from the Amplified Version of Scripture. Well, friend, how do you feel listening to this? I want to just gently encourage you with some positive scripture to point you to, because we want to create and cultivate friendships that can refill your tank, where you're spending time in relationships that encourage you, that fill you up. And this is very scriptural, because we're called to encourage one another. There's this concept that I really feel very passionate about, encourage you, that fill you up. And this is very scriptural, because we're called to encourage one another. There's this concept that I really feel very passionate about. As I learned to heal, releasing myself from codependency and enmeshment. And it comes to us from this concept that two are better than one. For if one falls, his companion lifts him up. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. Many times the scripture is recited during weddings. It's really originally not about a married couple. Back in the ancient times, people traveled on roads that were dangerous. And people didn't have cars. The everyday person didn't even have a horse. They had to walk. And so it was very dangerous because there were, you know, robbers on the journey. You know that, you know, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. And we all need somebody on the journey of life as we walk through our seasons. And so it says two are better than one. If either falls, his companion can lift them up. And what's interesting is that right after that said is this beautiful verse. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. There is this practice that it's the power of three friends. The three friends that we turn to, there can be three different categories. One is somebody that's a little ahead of us on the journey, that knows kind of the season we're going through. And the second person is somebody you walk shoulder to shoulder with, somebody that is with you together in the trenches. And the third is somebody that is younger in the journey of faith that you can also encourage because you have walked along the journey of life. So I'm curious for these three, which one would be an opportunity for you to pray and seek out and become aware? The important thing is that they can be a part of lifting you up. So in building friendships, I just want to encourage you that they don't have to be lifelong friendships, but just in the moment, in your current season, which friend, the cord of three strands, you feel like God may be inviting you to consider. And so I encourage you not to look at the friendships that have been broken, but look at what are something new, some new relationships, new connections that God is calling you to make just for this season of your life. Well, friend, I hope that you found this encouraging to reaffirm you if there's a relationship in your life that really isn't helping you to experience God's fullness of joy and peace and in fact is hurting you. You have that assurance that it doesn't mean you're unloving. It doesn't mean you're not being faithful. It actually takes faith to be able to develop those boundaries and to seek and believe that you're worthy of friendship, to find the friendships that are refreshing. Let's pray. And we're going to begin with our breath prayer. Our breath prayer comes to us from 2 Corinthians 1:4. God comforts us in all our troubles. Inhale. So that we can comfort others. Exhale. This is our breath prayer because it reminds us of the order. We first receive comfort so that we can comfort others. So it's very important that we receive that comfort. And so may it bless you to remember that you're worthy of the comfort of a friendship. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you understand the complexities of friendship and how we need the courage to believe, that you have prepared somebody on our journey to help lift us up. This is part of your design for us. So Lord, I just pray for healing for each of us as we look back on perhaps friendships that have been hurtful. But give us this hope that you have created us for community, and bring to our mind one connection that we can make as we step into this journey, walking alongside each other to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I just want to thank you for this time. I hope that has been encouraging time spent for your soul. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind Podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind Podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.